episode 424, How to Be a Leader in Your Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How are you, my beautiful sisters and gents that are joining us? Welcome to Create Your Now. I am so excited and exhilarated that you are here today. Are you ready to light your life on fire? Ready to ignite yourself and be the leader that you were created to be? Well, today we are chatting about that, how to be a leader in your life. If you're brand spanking new to Create Your Now, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is an amazing family. It's an amazing community of people who we really come together and support each other. And if this in any way inspires you and motivates you to want to kind of use your life more than maybe the status quo, come on over to Create Your Now. Check out what's there and see. Maybe you want to sign up for the newsletter. Great way to stay connected. Maybe you want to sign up even for the free library. Yes, we have resources, and that library is growing all the time. So we just recently launched the website, so be patient a little bit. It's time. It takes a little bit of time to get everything up and loaded, including all the podcasts. And if you're wondering, well, gosh, I don't see like the very first podcast. You can look in iTunes or wherever you're streaming this from, whether it's Stitcher or SoundCloud, and look for Create Your Now Archive 1. There you will find all the beginning episodes, the very first ones. We are just now past our 14-month mark. I cannot even believe it. It's amazing that we're here, and I'm absolutely thrilled that you take time to allow me to be a part of your family. So thank you very much, because I'm telling you right now, you are part of my family. As a mom of 5 beautiful children and an amazing husband, yes, welcome to our family of 7. And that's not talking, and you know, we can't forget the puppy dog and the kitty cats too. So welcome to the family. Okay, we have got to jump in. We've got so much to talk about. How to be a leader in your life. Here's a quote I wanted to read you, because I really believe it's going to help stimulate our conversation. Okay. It's from Abraham Maslow. He says, in any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or to step back into safety. Growth must be chosen again and again. Fear must be overcome again and again. In any given moment, we have two options. Do you see yourself as a leader in your life? There's so many choices in life. And when it comes specifically to you, you must make some decisions, or you're going to find yourself blowing through life with the wind. And you really don't want to be that fallen leaf tossed in the wind with no direction. You want to be a leader in your life. Who would have thought to call you a leader? Do you call yourself a leader? Is that something that you give yourself? Do you say, yes, I'm a leader. I have leadership skills. Most of us probably don't fall into that, but you are. For some reason, we don't always see ourselves as such unless it is followed with what? A title. We think the only reason why we're a leader is because we have that title. We're the CEO or the CFO or the COO or whatever C you want to give yourself. It could be you're a manager of a department. It could be you're the director. You're the chairman. You're the board of directors, or you're on the board of directors. Most of us, though, unless we have that title, we don't consider ourselves a leader. I was outside walking our puppy today for the first time in like months, because why? It was crazy gorgeous outside. I mean, we hit over 70 degrees. Yes. And being up north here in the U.S., that was spectacular. I'm telling you, I had a tank top on and I was loving every minute of it. But he wanted to lead. He was determined to finish his mile with a smile, even though there were 3 breaks before getting to the finish line. However, he led the whole way, and he doesn't have a title. He kept going and going, and when he had to stop, I mean, literally, he flopped down. It was like, boom, and there was nothing. He was done. He just froze, and I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to carry you home? And he had gone already more than 3/4 of a mile. We were almost at the very end of it. And he was like, oh, I can't do this. Well, it's because he started out running at the very beginning, crazy little puppy dog that he is. But, you know, part of being a bulldog is he's stubborn. And he has this way of saying, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep doing it. Remember Maslow when he said what? Growth must be chosen again and again. Fear must be overcome again and again. Little rhino here, this little bulldog decided that I am going to step forward and I'm going to grow into these muscles that I need to have that I've kind of been laying on all winter long. And mama thinks here that I need to move them. And so he didn't give up and he wanted to keep going and going and going and going. And that's exactly what he did. He finally reached the finish line, which was home. Are you reaching your finish line today? You are a leader. As a mom, as a teacher, an attorney, a physician, a daycare provider, as a wife, as a woman, as a volunteer, you are a leader. You are designed to be a leader in your life. However, most of us don't see ourselves in leadership, let alone as a leader. In episode 421, Practice Makes You, if you haven't listened to that, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to that. And there, I actually said, I'm going to quote myself here. Kind of weird, I'm quoting myself. But anyway, you become who you practice every day. You become who you practice every day. The ultimate question is then, are you practicing being a leader in your life? Or maybe we should start with the question, are you okay with the status quo? Are you okay just going through life? And for you, I don't have a title, Christiane, so I'm not a leader. I'm just a mom. You know, I used to say that myself. I'm just a mom. And that really got to me. In fact, it was even worse because I used to call myself a single married mom. And that's kind of weird. What are you? You know, who are you? Well, I'm a single married mom of five. Really? It doesn't make sense. Single married mom. Yeah, single because at that time I could not depend on my husband's schedule. And so therefore I felt like I was single. I was doing it all. However, I was married and I wanted to make sure that was clear and to the point that I was married. And then I was a mom. So I had to cover all bases. So I was a single married mother. And I kept telling myself, that's basically just saying, hey, I'm just a mom. I'm just a, what are you just a? When you say those things, believe it or not, you're instilling within yourself, within your own well-being that I'm okay with the status quo. I am settling right here where I'm at. If you're okay with that, then okay, then I guess you might as well turn me off now. But if I've sparked a little bit of curiosity, saying that you're not just a mom, you're a leader as a mom. You're a leader as a woman. You're a leader as a volunteer worker. You're a leader as a physician. You're a leader as an author. You're a leader as a blogger. You're a leader as an independent consultant. You are a leader of your life. Then it comes back around to that ultimate question, how to be a leader in your life. How do you do it? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Step into your divine greatness. Step into your divine greatness. Yes, you were created on purpose for a purpose. And as a leader in your life, you need to step into your divine greatness. Now, you know that these KISSes are simple, the Keep It Simple strategy. The crazy thing is, though, what do you have to do to make them become part of you? You need to practice. Practice makes you. You become who you practice every day. These may be simple, but they're not easy. None of this happens overnight. But by taking the KISSes, the Keep It Simple strategies, easy solutions, and implementing them into your life little bit by little bit, you begin to grow into who? The leader that you were designed to be. Step into your divine greatness. All right, so let's break that down a little bit further. Number one, you have to be coachable and teachable. You have to be willing to grow and learn. Just like Maslow said, growth must be chosen again and again. So you have to be coachable. You have to be teachable. We went to my son's parent-teacher conference here recently, and I love going to those. Some parents hate it, but I absolutely love it. Now, part of it's probably because of my homeschool and that mentality and bringing them up, because I had the privilege of homeschooling them for years. And then, of course, we decided to put them into private school and then into public school. And now we've got some in college, so it's very confusing, I know. But it was parent-teacher conference night, and I was thrilled to go. And my kids are never fearful of going to the parent-teacher conference night. And I love that, because they're enthused, and they tell me everything. There's no surprise when I go to parent-teacher conferences. And so there's something about going there, and they tell you what. They give you kind of the report card of what's going on, where they are with their grades. I mean, you get a report card, but it's like the up-to-date one, like the right now, the real time. You know, it's the reality snapshot of what your child's doing, not this is what he covered last quarter. And so it's really important. And so when you get to that stage, if you haven't ever been there with your child yet, just enjoy it. It's wonderful. I just got to tell you, it's wonderful. I love it. I know I'm weird, but I love it. Okay. So we were there, and they're giving the snapshot of what my son's doing. Of course, I'm here to report that he's doing awesome. Okay. What if I was to do that right now with you? And we looked at your report card, and we had a one-on-one coaching conference right now. How would your reality snapshot look? What would it look like? What would your grades be? Would you be saying that, hey, yeah, I am so teachable. I am so coachable. I am spot on right now. And I'm learning. I'm willing to be there. I'm willing to grow. Or are you one who says, no, not really. I'm kind of okay. I'm doing the same old thing. And yeah, we just go, and this is what we do on Monday. This is what we do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we repeat again. Woohoo. Think about that. What would your coaching conference look like with me when we took a reality snapshot of you? Okay, so number one, be coachable, be teachable. Number two, you got to be fearless, be relentless. You got to be unwavering. You got to be able to take those steps, to take those risks, even when you don't want to. I'm training, you know. Yes, I know you know, because you've heard the stories, right? So I'm training, I'm really working on sculpting my body. And as I've said before, losing weight is very easy. Sculpting is a totally different story. For me personally, it is. For others, maybe not, but for me, it is. And part of it's just because of how my body is made, how it's designed, the chemical processes, etc. And so I have various challenges, and I want it to go faster, and it doesn't want to go faster. And so I'm to this point in my training that I'm working on this plyo push-up. And I'm not a push-up fan. I'm not a burpees fan. I don't like any of those. I just never have. And I've never been real strong at my push-ups. And if you've listened from the very beginning in some of our kind of fitness and body chats that we've had, I've always said push-ups are not my favorite. And they're just not my strength. I don't know why. They never have been since I was a little girl, okay? And so talk about being fearless and being relentless. I have this plyo push-up that basically what happens is you're on your knees and you're on your knees, but you're in almost a split holding yourself. And what you're going to do is your hands are up just slightly above your shoulders, okay? Because then when you extend out, you're going to eventually, they'll be at your shoulder height. What you're going to do is you fall down into a push-up and then you immediately push and exert yourself back up into your sit-up and your sitting position. Okay, so it's basically like a fall-down plyo push-up. It is crazy, crazy awesome. I just got to tell you, it's crazy awesome. And when I first tried it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Do you know how far down that ground looks like when you're sitting in that position and you're not touching it? And you have to fall down to it, and you already know that you are not a push-up expert. I do not like push-ups, Sam, I am. I do not like push-ups. No, I do not. And I was like, I'm going to do this? I'm really going to do this? And I did it. Yes. And I was successful at it. I didn't do it perfect, but I actually was able to do it. I held myself. I did not fall flat on my face and break my nose, which of course that was one fear that went in my mind. I was like, how will I look on video if I have a smashed broken nose? Probably not too good. And I was like, no, but I have to be fearless. I have to be relentless. If I'm going to grow and expand and totally sculpt my body, I've got to be willing to go outside of the edges, outside my comfort zone. I got to push the envelope, so to speak. Oh, and did I push the envelope? Oh, yeah, man, that plyo push-up doesn't have a thing on me. I'm just saying. So number two, be fearless, be relentless. And number three, be the overcomer. You are going to fall. You are going to fail. You will succeed only as many times as you're willing to get back up. Be the overcomer. Don't give up on who you are. Remember, this whole kiss is what? Step into your divine greatness. You were created on purpose for a purpose. We are not here out of perfection. If we were, we wouldn't need to do any of this. We would have the perfect body. We would have the perfect look. I mean, our lives would be perfect. We'd have the perfect career with the perfect children. Nothing would go wrong in our lives. Everything would be perfection. Now, some of that would be absolutely boring. But some of that would be kind of pleasurable, because for those of you who've had the non-boring life, and like Christiane, I would take boring over anything right now. My life has been so crazy and hectic. Yes. But that's what makes us unique. If we were perfection, we wouldn't be that unique, would we? No. And there'd be nothing to look forward to. There would be nothing to what? To grow and learn into. There'd be nothing to be fearless of or relentless of. You see, what you're doing here when you step into your divine greatness, see, I'm so excited about it, I can't even say it. When you step into your divine greatness, you are the leader in your life. And that's where you need to be. So you're not just a mom. You're not just a physician. You're not just an attorney. You're not just a consultant. You're not just a person who goes to a job every day to have a paycheck. You are a leader. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.